the oranger they are, the riper they are.
Ripening into its fifth season, Basalt's public food park is located just off the Basalt Avenue roundabout.
About 5 years ago, which was 1 year after we started the seed library in the Basalt Library, the town gardener at the time, Lisa DiNardo, heard a story about it on KDNK and reached out and just wanted to support that project. And at that time, I had been dreaming of a place close to the library where we could grow out seeds for the seed library.
Stephanie Sison has seen the project through since its inception.
A edible public permaculture food forest that's open to all for everyone to eat was always a dream of mine, and we presented the idea to the council and they were just all on board. So they gave us the green light and we've been building it ever since.
I think it's quite incredible to have this accessible to the public as a potential food source, not only to inspire local people who see it to plant some of these varieties around their own town or in their own backyards, but to actually feed some people.
And then we have the signs in Spanish with the different permaculture principles.
Volunteer Dan Whitney was among a group of workers from sustainable settings transplanting annual crops into the garden beds in late June, courtesy of a donation from Seed Peace.
What kind of tree is it? Is this like a pear tree? What is this?
And the biggest users of this park are our homeless population. And that really makes an impact to people's lives.
All of these amazing plants that we're planting right now were donated by Casey Pescura from Seed Peace. He also runs Wild Mountain Seeds, amazing vegetable grower and seed breeder, and now has opened this really beautiful nonprofit called Seed Peace that is really helping out in this valley in large ways, growing food for people who need it, and here donating all of these beautiful vegetable plants that we can plant in this park so that anyone who just needs a little snack or wants a whole bunch of celery can come out and feed themselves that way.
I think we got them all.
Additionally, the garden adheres to strict ethics for the care that these plants receive.
Absolutely. There are no pesticides or herbicides here. This is a completely organic garden space for all to enjoy.
Some already little tomatoes on that plant.
There's a number of them have fruit on them already.
So where are you putting the comfrey that you're cutting?
Well, if this was a regular home garden or a farm, I would just put it right under the fruit trees. But that can look a little bit messy for a little while. So for now, we're going to put it in the compost bins, and then it can compost and add to what we have back there. It'll make it super nutrient rich, and then we'll apply the compost back to the gardens in the fall with more mulch.
When you were like, taking to the compost pile, I was like
what?
Really?
Just put them down.
Just chop and drop.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, it's a park.
Yeah.
People be weird. Okay.
Aesthetics are important.
Nate Greaves interns with Sustainable Settings and was surprised by the abundance at the food park.
I'm quite impressed. I've been in the area for a little over a year now, and I'm surprised that I've never been here. Just had a bunch of delicious cherries, first cherries of the season for me. It's really just a treat. I wish more parks like this existed.
I think it took a few years for anyone to understand what this project is and to feel empowered to harvest from a public space, from a place that you didn't plant. As we started teaching more classes at the schools, I think that's when we really started gaining traction, because the kids would then tell their parents that it was here and tell their parents that they were allowed to eat from it. Now we have Bing cherries to eat off the tree, and nectarines and gooseberries and currants and raspberries, lots of medicinal herbs, mustard, some tomatillas, all kinds of yummy things here.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.
There's more to eat all the time.
That is awesome.